Making a difference in our community, this is Sean Ross with the St. Thomas Gaming Association. Sean, thanks so much for being an incredible fundraiser. Now we're going to start off with an easy one here, Sean, which is what exactly is the St. Thomas Gaming Association?
The St. Thomas Gaming Association is a group of charities that participates in the charitable gaming, the OLG's charitable gaming program at Jackpot Time here in St. Thomas on Edward Street.
Amazing. And it's a large group of organizations, Sean. Exactly how many do you have currently?
Currently, there's 87 charities involved, wide-ranging from St. John's Ambulance, the Food Bank, to your service clubs. A lot of the service clubs in the area are involved.
And how long exactly has the Gaming Association been running?
So back in 2013, the OLG put this program, the charitable gaming program, into effect. So they've been going since 2013, and we're coming up on $14 million raised locally in our community.
Now, the number alone is mind-boggling. What is it like to be a part of something so big?
It's really humbling to be a part of this. Every day I see where the money's going. Pictures coming in with giant checks, you know, the things that they're able to do in the community with this money. It's mind-boggling.
And you're in a really cool position, like you mentioned, being able to see where all this money goes, you know, seeing it from start to finish. Why is it so important that we continue to fundraise locally and support our local schools, charities, organizations?
I can just give you an example of community events. A lot of the community events come from the charities of the St. Thomas Gaming Association. They're able to do these kind of events because of the money they're able to raise at Jackpot Time through the customers there. So it really does, in a simple way, it shapes the community you're in. Beyond that, school programs, the kids of our community, a lot of the programs they receive, from baseball to soccer to skating, they're all funded partially by this money. It really does shape the whole community and really make it a better place for everybody to live.
With all these organizations, 87 currently, you know, it's a large operation with many people involved. Is there ever any obstacles or, you know, challenges that you guys face trying to do this?
I think the charities themselves, they struggle to get volunteers. You'd be surprised at some of the wonderful charities that do great work in our community that just struggle to get volunteers to spend 2 hours at Jackpot Time. And the amount of, like, this is steady funding that comes to them every month. Like, and that's the important thing, right, for these charities. And they struggle to get volunteers. And I think that's the real challenge of this program going forward, is can these charities continue to find people that'll step up in this community?
And Sean, as we've mentioned, you're kind of in a really unique position getting to see this money go where it does from start to finish. Are there any moments that stand out to you as super proud moments?
Of the $14 million, it's really going everywhere. And it's all the time. It's every day in our community that this money is being used. Whether it's the pitching machine that the kids are using for minor baseball, you know, you see that. You see that this organization stepped up and bought this, you know, whether it's for the hospital, the hospice, the food bank, you know, the In and Out of the Cold, the Grace's Cafe. They're all getting money because of this program, because there's people out there volunteering their time, all these wonderful groups, and then they take their money that they raise at Jackpot Time and they give it to these organizations, really shaping our community. And it's really every day with this organization.
I know we constantly are getting those amazing releases from you guys. Yeah, you know, 10,000 yeah. here, 5,000 there. You know, it's crazy yeah. how quick they add up.
Exactly. It's, you know, every month it's over $200,000 now that's going right out back into the community.
Amazing.
And that's the OLG vision of this program, right? Is that this money goes right back into the community. It's not held on to by these organizations for larger things a lot of the time. It's to go right back in the community. So that's the amazing thing, right? It's coming in, it's going right back out.